In Colombia's second largest city, rainy season floods and dry season fires are now a fact of life. As reporter Jorge Valencia found, local residents are grappling with those and other effects of climate change by taking matters into their own hands.
The city of Medellin stretches through a valley. Dozens of high-rises soar into the sky. Thousands of trees blossom along green corridors local officials planted to reduce air pollution and keep the city cool. Up the slopes of the surrounding mountains, brown cinder block houses crowd into the poorest neighborhoods. In many of these communities, along the edge where urban becomes rural, local officials still don't provide one basic utility: clean drinking water. On a recent Saturday, a few residents from the district known as Comuna Ocho were taking water from a creek and installing a large filtering system so they could send drinking water to a few hundred families downhill. The day I visited, they opened the faucet for the first time. My eyelashes are dancing, says Comuna Ocho resident Blanca Serna. Neighbors, many work in construction, cleaning houses, or busking on city streets, raised money so they could buy the two 2,000-liter tanks in their filtering system.
So one of the engineers just came and whispered in my ear as I was recording the tank, and he said, "That's what dignity sounds like."
Indeed, the residents of Comuna Ocho are doing something extraordinary. In one of the areas with the least resources in Medellin, neighbors are doing a lot to provide for themselves, focusing largely on how a warming planet is changing their lives on the mountainside. More than 1,500 community activists attended a city council meeting last year. A group of them were presenting recommendations on how the local government can prepare for extreme rain or extreme drought. Things like planting trees to prevent ground erosion or clearing debris from creeks so they don't flood as easily. But only two of the 21 members of the council bothered to show up. It's their loss, said neighborhood president Juan Manuel Lopez. And the city officials who did hear them were reluctant to take action. Tomás Tintinago was the city of Medellín's undersecretary for environmental management. The thing is, implementing recommendations for creeks and hillsides is too expensive, Tintinago says.
Entonces muchas veces la comunidad siente que no se hizo lo que ellos estaban proponiendo directamente o como ellos lo estaban proponiendo.
So community members think they're not heard if we don't do as they ask, Tintinago says. He explains the city has many urgent priorities. So residents of Comuna Ocho who want to have a conversation on climate change do feel unheard. It's like we're not a part of Colombia, says Comuna Ocho resident Blanca Serna. She says Medellin city officials act like the taxes from the working poor don't count. It makes her upset, but she also turns it into a reason for optimism. It'd be great if we could all realize we don't need the government to give us everything, she says. We can take care of ourselves. For NPR News, I'm Jorge Valencia in Medellín.